For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Cisco has revealed that one of its multi-factor authentication message providers was breached by a threat actor on April 1st, specifically impacting Duo, an MFA company that Cisco acquired in 2018. The Record reports that the attack targeted the telephony supplier used by Duo to send MFA messages via texts and calls, prompting Cisco to collaborate with the provider for further investigations. With over 40,000 customers, including state and federal agencies, schools, and universities, Duo faces significant implications from the security breach. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged Nebraska man Charles O. Parks III for orchestrating a large-scale cryptojacking scheme, defrauding cloud service providers of over $3.5 million. Parks, also known as CP3O, stands accused of wire fraud, money laundering, and engaging in unlawful monetary transactions. According to USA Today, Parks utilized stolen cloud computing services to amass over $970,000 in cryptocurrency, which he laundered through crypto wallets, exchanges, and bank accounts. To Canada now, where a reported data breach at retail chain Giant Tiger has compromised the personal information of 2.8 million customers. CSO reports that the breach, affecting email addresses, names, phone numbers, and physical addresses, was attributed to a third-party vendor and advertised by the cyber criminal while dumping the stolen data on a hacker forum. A pro-Russian hacking group, Server Killers, has paralyzed the website of North Korea's state-owned Air Korea, with the group taunting its victims on Telegram. Using a denial-of-service attack, the hackers were able to exploit the airline's lack of DDoS prevention. According to Radio Free Asia, the website did not even have an SSL certificate necessary to provide a secure connection for users. The Rehabilitation Hospital of Southern New Mexico has reported a cyber attack compromising the sensitive personal and medical information of thousands of patients. Patient data, including names, addresses, medical record numbers, and healthcare details, were accessed during the breach. With the Farmington Daily Times reporting that U.S. Department of Health and Human Services data showed some 5,466 individuals were affected, the incident underscores the importance of robust cybersecurity measures in healthcare institutions. And finally, Ars Technica has revealed the Motion Picture Association's plan to lobby members of Congress for a site-blocking law in the U.S. that would target sites dedicated to sharing illegal, stolen content. As explained by MPA CEO Charles Rivkin, the law would enable copyright owners to request ISPs to block access to piracy websites, aiming to protect what he called hundreds of thousands of jobs and tens of billions of dollars in economic benefit. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.